The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. With you in studio, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
And join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can click over there, and when you join us on Skype, you'll sound usually a lot better than you would if you called on the telephone. But, of course, those phone lines are also available at 855-450-FREE. It's not all Black Friday in the news, even though we are here live on this Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. And still would love to hear from you if you've got any stories. But it seems like the results in the United States today were pleasantly not outrageous, as they have been in years past. No reports of trampling, at least that I've seen in the news. Maybe a little bit of pushing here and there, but the out-and-out fights, the scraps over product, those seem to be happening in the United Kingdom. And again, we linked to those over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can access all of those easily by going to news.freetalklive.com. Danica, you had a story tonight that's completely unrelated to Black Friday.
Yeah.
But it has to do with a banana.
And I'm not even sure if I can say it with a straight face. I'll do my best. But the article is from Reason Magazine, reason.com.
Okay.
The title is, Cops Arrest Man for Pointing Banana at Them, Say They Feared for Their Safety.
Hmm.
So, the article starts off with saying, cops almost universally make a claim that they were shooting because they were fearing for their safety.
Yes, that is what essentially will guarantee that they'll get off. Even as egregious as the shooting might be, all the cop has to say is, I was afraid for my safety.
And, yeah, exactly. And the article goes to say this claim has been made by cops as a go-to claim, even if it was made by a 300-pound probation officer in Georgia who shot a 12-pound Jack Russell Terrier because he insisted he gave the dog, quote-unquote, verbal commands before shooting.
Mm.
But it goes on to say that officers in Colorado may have provided the clearest example of how the claim of officer safety is used to cover for police lack of thinking. The Daily Sentinel reports that police arrested a man from Fruitvale, Colorado, for allegedly pointing a banana at them as if it were a gun. Now, given the fact that it was in Colorado, I'm wondering if perhaps the man pointing the banana may have been smoking marijuana and may just have been a little bit goofy, perhaps, and playfully.
Not that he actually thought it was a gun.
Right, but playfully showing, just like, oh, yeah. Look at me.
Could be.
Yeah, so the deputies...
I wouldn't make that assumption.
Oh, you know, and we don't have much more information why he was thinking that. Not yet, anyway. But the deputies, Joshua Bunch and Donald Love, said they feared for the safety.
Donald Love.
I know. They feared for the safety with a man, 27-year-old Nathan Rolfe Channing, pointed a banana at them while crossing the 29 Bridge on foot, according to Channing's arrest affidavit. Both deputies said they saw the gun was yellow, but feared for their lives nonetheless,
insane.
The affidavit said. And this is a quote, I immediately ducked in my patrol car and accelerated continuing northbound, fearing that it was a weapon, Bunch wrote in the affidavit, which lists Love and him as the victims. Based on training and experience, I have seen handguns in many shapes and colors and perceive this to be a handgun. So Channing is now in jail.
It's true. I mean, there are pink guns, right?
Sure.
There are
Hello Kitty guns.
The Hello Kitty guns.
I posted a picture of the Hello Kitty gun.
So it's not fair to scoff at this and say, oh, well, it was yellow, so they wouldn't have thought it was a gun. I mean, it certainly could have been a gun, but to arrest the man for pointing a banana at them?
Yeah.
I guess we should be grateful they didn't shoot him.
He was jailed for felony menacing. What would that mean?
Felony
menacing.
Wow.
So just like thinking it could be part of a felony. Like what does felony?
No, no, no. The charge is menacing and it's a felony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like if you were to wield a weapon at someone, you know that it's not illegal to open carry a firearm, for instance, in New Hampshire. What's that?
Or open carry a banana.
That's true as well, at least not yet. Maybe after this they'll pass a banana prohibition. But, you know, got to keep the police safe. Don't want them thinking their life is in danger. But, you know, it's legal in New Hampshire to open carry, not necessarily in other states. Sure. I don't know what the laws are in other states. But, it, you know, in New Hampshire you can open carry. But if you grab the gun and then, you know, pull it out, start waving it around, at some point, you know, then you're going to rack up a menacing charge or a brandishing charge. But felony menacing, that seems... ultra serious.
Yeah, that's ultra serious. Especially, I mean, they obviously knew that it was a banana. So
well,
why
at some
didn't
point
they
figured that out?
Yeah.
Larkin Rose did a great article called "Cops Are Cowards."
Mm-hmm.
That truly, he points out. Well, one thing is, you know, these cops that are so terrified all day and night. The interesting thing is, they have a lower death rate than construction laborers.
Sure.
Then, I mean, I looked
roofers.
At this Forbes top 10 list of dangerous professions.
Cops
and
are not
cops ain't one of them. So, you know, I don't have a right as a construction laborer to kill somebody because I'm afraid, but yet mm-hmm. I'm more likely to die.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody would get charged with felony menacing for pointing a banana at another human being who's not dressed as a cop.
No, no way.
I mean, even if you were pointing the banana and going, pew, 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 you probably wouldn't get a felony.
Sure.
Anything.
I mean, how many kids have, you know, pointed, you know, curled up their fingers and say, bam, bam.
Every male
kid.
Child.
But not
children
in school,
too,
they'll expel you. They'll expel you for that today.
Wait, are you saying that females also do this?
Sure. I mean, you're playing what, like,
not just
what?
Doing tea, you know, tea time or whatever, having a little tea party.
Oh, come on. Now you're just being sexist.
Oh, no, it's not sexism
Indian.
Anymore because these days boys and girls are limited to tea parties.
As long as you're not in the tea party, right?
Yes, yes.
All right.
They
so,
probably use coffee to avoid any implicit endorsement of the political tea party.
So is there more to the story that you have to share?
That's pretty much, there's not really anything breaking just yet, whether mm-hmm. there's, you know, aftermath, whether the man has been released or anything like that. It's just they have arrested him and
wow.
trying to, you know, jailing him for felony menacing for wielding a banana.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying here. This is a fresh story. It was posted yesterday.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, if you learn more about this before we do, please feel free to give us a call here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, and I didn't pick this up. The story over at, what is this, Crime Insider, CBSNews.com. They point out that one of the cop's last name, I noticed Donald Love, as you said it, as the cop's last name, but the first cop's last name is Bunch.
Yeah, Bunch. What a bunch of love.
A bunch of bananas.
Your bunches.
Jesus.
So there you go. Yeah, but be careful. Those cops, man, they take everything way too seriously. I mean, you never know with these guys. There's some really great cop pranks, by the way, on YouTube. In fact, there was another one that Vitaly did the other day where they got a mannequin out and dressed it as though it was a female mannequin and, you know, and had clothes put on it. And so he would stand, like, around a corner from a building nearby a roadside and would grab the mannequin, like, by the shoulders and just shake it and yell at it and, like, strike the mannequin just to see what the cops would do. And, you know, most of the times the cops would come up and then they'd see that it was a mannequin and they were kind of cool about it. Obviously, they were coming up to try to protect the lady and, you know, doing their jobs in that case. But a couple times they just went ahead and arrested him anyway.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Is this Tally?
No. His name is Vitaly.
Vitaly, okay.
Not the Tally.
Yeah, Vitaly Zodorovsky. I think he's Russian, and he's one of the more popular YouTube pranksters out there. He was one of the guys who did the bong prank. I don't know if you've seen the bong prank on the cops, but that's
oh, where they're smoking tobacco
one.
Out of a bong?
Yeah, he was the guy who was taking rips off the bong in that video, which
is
hilarious.
That wouldn't work for us here, because most of the time, at least not on the square.
Well, yeah, because the cops probably wouldn't mess with us. If they saw you walking down the street with a bong, they'd probably leave you alone. But I still think it would be funny to try to reproduce that prank, because I think it's pretty good stuff.
It would be funny to get a clean bong and just videotape and see what would happen if I walked down the street with a clean bong.
Well, no, but I mean, taking rips of tobacco out of it.
Yeah, could take down. That would be a good next step.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more to come here on the way. Your toll-free number allows you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Uber is in trouble in Nevada. They have put their operations on hold there. We'll find out what's going on, and you can, of course, take control here on Free Talk Live.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. We're here live, by the way, on this Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Rich Paul, you can, you're getting pretty active with the whole New Hampshire jury scene, Rich Paul. We've got a board of directors that has been put together as of late, and you'll be putting together a pitch as to how to take the organization to the next level. Now, you know, why would somebody who's outside of New Hampshire find this useful, find this exciting? What's happening here?
Well, the most likely reason that someone outside New Hampshire would find this useful is because they intended to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, or they just have an interest in seeing the Free State Project pan out as an illustration of what our ideas can do.
Or maybe you're just a big fan of jury nullification and you want to see those ideas be propagated effectively in one place. That's what we're doing here in New Hampshire with NHJury.com.
Yeah, that's definitely true. We can become an example for the rest of the nation here, and it's going to be cheaper to do it in New Hampshire than it would be to do it in California. But once we've demonstrated the power of it in New Hampshire, I think that people in other places are going to say, hey, I want this to happen.
Now, you can bookmark the website, nhjury.com, right now. I don't believe we have any donation info up there yet, but that's going to be coming because we're looking at sort of relaunching the organization in a bigger way. I don't think we should say more than that at the moment because, honestly, we haven't figured it all out yet. But, Rich, that's what you're working on sort of behind the scenes at the moment.
Yep, and we're definitely going to be raising money and trying to go with some more mainstream advertising, trying to get our message out to more people so that they can sit on it for a while before they're called for jury duty and really get comfortable with what it means and do some research on it.
We'll talk about the latest on Uber. They are suspending operations in the state of Nevada. We'll explain what's going on there here in a moment. But first, going to Skype, where James is on the line in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Hey, who could forget the Cabbage Patch Kids riots? Back when you were in junior high school?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And I could forget that because I completely did until you mentioned it. But yeah, there were several years, including the year they released Cabbage Patch Dolls, that there was all kinds of mayhem of people trying to get this particular product.
What was happening back then, James? I mean, can you kind of recount what the scene was like? Were you experiencing this or just seeing the news reports?
No, it's actually, if you've already forgotten because of some other reason, Ian, a previous caller talked about how such things didn't happen back in his day. Well, it was 1983 that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and I remember it well because, well, I was a good boy who I didn't have any epiphanies while smoking bud with my friends that smoke bud all the time around me, but I didn't partake. So I was thinking about, Rich, have you ever thought about if you'd had an epiphany that wasn't caused by something of other substances, by substances, that is?
I've had a lot of epiphanies in my life, and you know, I didn't smoke weed from the time I was 18 to the time that I was 40. So it definitely a lot of those epiphanies have not been related to smoking weed. I also do transcendental meditation.
That's great, because I was going to ask you about your possible past if you didn't smoke weed ever. But I'm glad you didn't for 17 years, but I'm
22.
Thinking... very good, the math. I'm thinking that a lot of people that Ian praises, and including himself, that if he hadn't smoked so much drugs or done so many drugs in his 20s, that he'd be a better man now that he's in his 30s. But I also wanted to ask...
Well, I would argue that I would not be a better man had I not done the drugs I've done.
Yeah. You see, I actually think I'm a better person because of the experiences that I've had. I used to be a computer programmer, and this was during the time that I wasn't getting high, and I was a very good engineer. The problem is I was grumpy. I didn't interact with people very much. I didn't like interacting with people. I was taking Ritalin, which did help with my ADD, but it made me kind of antisocial. And when I came to New Hampshire and when I stopped taking the prescription drugs and I started smoking weed instead, you know, I became definitely a more pleasant person to
Okay, can I ask you a question about a pleasant person?
I'm sorry?
Go for it.
Can I ask you a question about a pleasant person?
Yes.
That I normally am and always am, by the way, because I'm my religious instruction. I love you as God commanded me, as myself, Rich. But speaking of the non-aggression principle and you being a pleasant, respectful person, if you were down in the town square in New Hampshire, as I like to refer to, since you guys invaded a lovely little town of which I know that most people don't want you guys around. And I wonder why that is.
Oh, have you done a poll?
Oh, actually, I think you're...
No, I have not done a poll.
Okay, then you don't know anything about what most people want, then, do you?
I do.
No, you don't. You're speculating.
Check out Stop Team.
There's an opposition group, so most people must hate us.
There's important reasons for that. I mean, one of them is... When I'm approached by a friendly person who's coming up to say, hey, Robin Hood saved me last week and you guys rock and I love what you're doing, I don't pull out a camera generally and videotape that person. And I've actually started changing that. I've started saying, hey, do you mind if I get that on tape?
Sure.
And eventually I'm going to release a compilation video of some of the positive interactions that I have with people in Keene. But the thing is, it's the negative interactions that you have with people that you videotape and put on the web. So if you're just watching the web, I guess you can be forgiven for thinking that that's all that happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even when the people in Stop Free Keene, which is the group that he mentioned there at the very end of his call, even these people, they believe, as James does, that it's most people in Keene if not everyone. I've had them claim that everyone hates you, you activists, mm-hmm. you liberty activists. And obviously that's a false statement because we know there are people who like us, but we don't know what the majority thinks. I would never say most people think one way or another. In fact, what's probably true is most people don't really have a strong opinion, or most of them may not even be aware. Maybe in Keene, they're more aware than otherwise.
In Keene, they're aware that we're here.
Yeah, that much
everybody's
is true.
Aware of us.
Some people don't like us.
Some people love us. Most people probably don't know like what we stand for or the details.
I would say most people are uninformed.
Indifferent too.
And what was that?
Maybe indifferent.
Well, yeah, and you can tell there's a lot of indifference because very few people bothered to vote. This year, there was a Free State or Free State Project participant, James Cleveland, who was running for political office. And despite all of the people who were talking trash about the Free Staters, the voter turnout didn't go up. Not a single extra person bothered to come out. In fact, fewer people came out to vote. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free here. It's the live Black Friday edition of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've got Bitcoin and you need a car, then check out New Age Auto Sales. They have late model used cars that have been cared for in their rental fleet. And that means that because they owned these cars, they don't have to pay auction fees or transport costs. And so therefore, you save. They don't have to pass those costs on. The cars are in great condition and they're priced to move. They can ship them anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter where you are. You can go to newageautosales.com and check out their inventory. They're looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer. But obviously, if you see something you like and you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help you as well. So go to newageautosales.com. For late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. It's all available on their website at newageautosales.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. More coming up on the latest on Uber. Been sort of following their progress and the difficulties that they've been facing, just trying to do business, trying to innovate in the area of getting people rides from point A to point B. And there's yet another hurdle they're going to have to be jumping here. Hopefully they'll be able to succeed at this in Nevada. We can talk more about that. But Rich Paul, we had another hostile call a moment ago from a man who claimed to love you while at the same time being very, very nasty. And he was talking about this group, Stop Free Keen. which is this opposition group that has formed here in the Keene area as a result of some of the activism that we've done here in Keene that has been fairly you know, infamous, for lack of a better term, well-known. The renown has spread. Keene activism, for better or for worse, has definitely made an impact in a lot of different ways, both inside and outside of the Keene, New Hampshire area. And whenever you do things that are controversial, there's going to be people that are upset about it. And these are the people who are upset about it. They're not necessarily representative of what the average person thinks. I don't know what the average person thinks. I know that people are different, and people are going to think different things. And, in fact, it's been my experience, and I'm interested to hear yours as another longtime activist in this area, but it's been my experience that whenever somebody says the sort of classic objection line, which is, you know, Rich, I like a lot of what you stand for, but I don't like how you're going about doing it. You know, I don't like your tactics. Usually that's the statement. That's the critique that I hear the most, is that I like a lot of what you stand for, but I don't like the tactics. And then if I get the chance, if I have time to talk to that person further, I will ask them to give me a specific example. What was it that they didn't like? What was it that happened that, you know, rubbed you the wrong way?
Mm-hmm.
And almost inevitably, the answer is unpredictable. It's different for everyone because each individual has a different set of values and things that they find offensive or not offensive. So some people have been upset by the 420 celebrations, which you were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. the smoking of cannabis publicly in Central Square. Others, they don't have a problem with that, but they didn't like Topless Tuesdays or the young lady who walked downtown topless while open carrying once upon a time. For others, those are fine, and they didn't like the chalking, or they didn't like, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is. There's something that it's almost inevitable that the more activism you throw up against the wall, so to speak, somebody's going to find something they don't like in there. And that's what I find, is that there's no consistency in what it is that people don't like.
There's one thing that stands out above and beyond anything else that I ever heard. And that is Robin Hooding, and specifically I get more positive feedback about Robin Hooding, oh, you saved me from a ticket, than I do about anything else. But I also get a lot of negative feedback about the way that a lot of the people treated the meter maids. And that's something that legitimately upset a lot of people, and it's something that I didn't do. I mean, when I Robin Hood, I go out and I say, hi, I'm Rich Paul, I'll be your merry man for today, and that's the end of my interaction with the meter maids. Mm. Every once in a while, I would try to race them to parking meters, but, you know, the problem is it gets like a basketball game where you're trying to, you know, get in front of each other and beat each other to the thing, and that can lead to inadvertent physical contact, which is a bad thing.
For sure.
So I just avoided the whole thing, and I think a lot of people, you know, kind of appreciated that. And, you know, watching the Colbert Report thing, I was not. Actually, the funny thing is Cantwell was the worst, and he doesn't normally Robin Hood. He never Robin Hooded before, and he never Robin Hooded again. Maybe he did a couple of days. But, you know, I wasn't proud to be associated with it when I heard Cantwell saying, this is never going to stop, you know, up in some woman's face. And, you know, and if it bothers me, see, the problem,
I don't think he got in anyone's face. I
well,
think
that's
he,
true. He wasn't, that was, and that particular clip was just audio, so you couldn't see exactly what the distance was either. But just the way he did it, I didn't like it. And the thing is, people are not
hilarious.
Going to the other thing is, people are going to respond differently. It's kind of like trespassing on government property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that property belonged to anybody else, you wouldn't go trespass on it. But because it's the government, and because the government is an illegitimate organization, we feel comfortable taking greater liberties with government property than we would ever take with private property. Now, the problem is that decision is predicated on our belief that the government is an illegitimate organization. And if somebody doesn't hold that belief,
they can't follow that.
Then he's going to say, hey, those people are trespassing. And he's not going to be convinced that the government is illegitimate.
Same thing.
Going to be convinced
on the air. I'm probably going to dump that one just because I know that some radio stations, there's not a real prohibition on saying that word, but I know some stations get upset about that one.
Sorry about that.
A-holes is entirely acceptable, however. But yeah, I think you're right about that. That the people misunderstanding or not comprehending the political viewpoint that we're advocating can make it difficult to have them empathize with where we're coming from.
And it also makes it bad activism if the intent of our activism is to make them understand what we're saying, because what we're doing is not creating understanding, it's creating hostility, which is a bar to understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a practice, and that's why I don't do it. And I would be,
when you say you don't do it, you mean you don't confront the parking
I don't
person.
Yell at the meter maids. Mm-hmm. I just let them do their thing, and I do my thing, and you know, maybe that's cowardly, but it seems to be it seems not to cheese as many people off.
So, to me, that's, and I can respect where you're coming from, but my concern with how you've done things because of that is that you're just filling any meter, right? Like, you're not in close proximity to the parking enforcer. You're just filling
expired right.
meters. So, to me, I don't consider that saving anyone from getting a ticket. And when I'm out doing Robin Hooding, my goal is to save people from getting tickets. I don't want to just put money in the meters because that's just giving the state unnecessary revenue. If I'm nearby, if I'm walking 10 or 15 feet in front of the meter maid, then it's a guarantee that I've saved those people. Like, she was going to write a ticket had I not put a coin in that person's meter. If I'm just in some random parking lot and drop a dime in a meter, there's no way to say for sure that that parking enforcer would have come to that parking lot within that time frame and actually had written a ticket. So I don't feel about leaving a card. The card says, we saved you from, you know, your meter expired and we saved you from the king's tariff, or, you know, saved you from getting a parking ticket. I feel like that then makes that act of leaving that card dishonest. Do you leave those cards or do you just fill meters?
I do leave the cards, and I hope people realize that I can't guarantee that they would have gotten a ticket. What I know is that I caught them with their pants down and pulled them up before somebody else caught them with their pants down and took a picture.
How much is true? The toll-free number
that's is 855-453.
That's the toll-free number here tonight. 855-450-3733. Moments remain on Free Talk Live. Coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to take cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live Black Friday edition of the program. Toll-free numbers here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Join the conversation. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Antiwar.com, great website. They've got the answers, the facts, and the readership, but they don't have a pot of gold. The war machine, on the other hand, has plenty of money from the Federal Reserve's magical printing press, and the mainstream media, of course, covers whatever it is that they have to say. Antiwar.com only has you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation at antiwar.com/donate, and they proudly take Bitcoin, by the way. Antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. So we were talking about activism, specifically the Robin Hooding here in Keene, New Hampshire. And my experience, and I haven't been on the streets as much as you, Rich, doing Robin Hooding. You're one of the more active participants in that. But whenever I've been out on the streets, the reactions have been positive from anybody that I get a reaction from has been positive. That's not to say that negative reactions don't happen. Obviously, they do. We've had thugs attack the Robin Hooders out there on the streets, but those are few and far between as far as those kind of real negative interactions. But most people are very, very positive, and they have nice things to say. And presumably, those people have heard the allegations about the harassment and the, you know, the claims about intimidating and threatening, which, of course, are ridiculous claims. I mean, those things don't happen.
Even the kid that came up on the porch and donated to Robin Hood last week, who actually showed up for Keenvention. He was at the bonfire party.
That's right.
You know, even he was like, you know, I'm really friendly to you guys. You've saved me a couple of times, but I don't like the way you talk to the meter maids. And it's that. It's, I don't usually get, oh my God, you guys are horrible, horrible, horrible. You get, I love what you guys do, but why don't you leave those poor meter maids alone? you know, and, you know, leave Britney alone. But, and, and I understand it. I mean, in a voluntary society, if my wife or mother was out working as a meter maid and y'all came out and spoke to her like that, I would challenge you to a duel. Because it's mean. Regardless of what she's doing, I don't want anybody to be mean to my wife.
Yeah, I think it's mean to leave tickets on people's car. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying to somebody, hey, stop that. That's not nice.
Well, I agree with you, and it's not a bad thing to do once in a while, but... You know,
But the once in a while is on video, and then it gets brought up on Colbert Report, the video clips that they played in that footage that so many people have been angry about, as you pointed out, was Chris Cantwell 2 years ago. Almost all of the footage, there was one piece of footage where it was me within the last 3 months, but otherwise it was almost all, like, ancient footage at this point.
Yeah, that's true, and a lot of... But I think that's a lot of what spurred Stop Free Keen also in that, you know, Graham was out there Robin Hooding, and he was rubbing a lot of people the wrong way on a whole variety of things. And it was he, for example, who called, I think his name is Alan, called him a baby killer and said he was racist because he didn't care if brown babies died. And that's just not the sort of thing. It doesn't win friends and influence people. Mm-hmm. It pisses them off to the point where an iron door will come down between them and your message. Just as people will shoot the messenger for bringing a bad message, people will shoot the message for being brought by a bad messenger sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you never, for that reason, you never want to be viewed as a bad messenger because people will shoot your message,
the
and
thing
that's
is
the payload.
You can't help how people are going to view you, right? Like, you can try your best to sculpt your message, but ultimately some people are not going to like your message no matter how well sculpted it is.
Some people are not going to like... your message at all. And if they're actually hating on the message, that's groovy. Even if they're hating on the delivery system, if more people are getting the message than are rejecting the message due to not liking the delivery system, then that's probably a good thing. But I think that in this case, a lot of people have been... have been offended on this.
Let me ask you this one, Rich. You were with me at the situation where the DEA was in town earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Listeners, longtime listeners may be aware of this. If not, you can go and search for DEA Keen on YouTube, and you'll find a 17-minute video that I made that takes 4 hours of a raid on a local head shop and compresses it down to, you know, 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. And in that video, you and I both verbally give the DEA a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, arguably, you were definitely giving them the same hard time that you will not give to the parking enforcers.
Absolutely.
So if the DEA sent in a bunch of grandmotherly-looking women to conduct that raid, would you have changed how you approached that situation?
Yes, I would have.
Why?
Because, again, we're talking about the number of people who perceive things. And one of the things about... I look at activism as performance art. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things about art is choosing what symbols you're going to use and how to portray them. Here's an example. The grandmotherly old crossing guard just went after Derek like one of those little yip-yip dogs upon seeing him. But because she was an old lady, people were more sympathetic to her they were to Derek. And that's not right, but it doesn't matter if it's right. What matters is the outcome is we lost more points than we would have if it had been a big, burly guy.
They give more credit to her. It's so ridiculous how people perceive that. They don't even perceive the reality of what's happening during that video. The video where the crossing guard smacks Derek J with a stop sign. people do not comprehend. Even I had a conversation with Robert Murphy, who's a sort of well-known libertarian, you know, thinker guy, and I showed him this video in a Facebook conversation, and he was just like anybody else who's seen the video. He thought that, you know, we were harassing this old lady as she was just trying to get kids across the street. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. If you watch the video, there's no kids around whatsoever. Derek J. says, hello, in a very pleasant tone of voice, and this woman turns around, screams no at him, and then approaches, you know, closes 6 feet of a gap between him and her, and then strikes him with the stop sign, completely unprovoked.
Yeah.
And no one can see that happen. It's like, because it's an elderly lady, their perception of reality is completely muddled.
Right.
It's
you can
crazy.
Tell her to check her old lady privilege.
Yeah, we automatically.
The reality is that she has that privilege in the public mind.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they definitely feel more sympathy towards her. My question is that she obviously recognized, I've seen the video, obviously. She obviously recognized or has heard of Derek because she, you know, looked at him and said no. So maybe you can provide a little bit of context to the events prior to the video. Was she aware of what Derek was doing before the events, or how did she know that it was?
I don't know if she'd seen Derek out there previously. She had definitely seen Kelly and myself out there doing some outreach previously. And I had known that she was a grumpy woman, but
gotcha.
You know, I didn't expect to see that happen. We've got Dave. He's on the line calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, this is kind of related, but I wanted to sort of rebut an assertion that Michael Dean made when he called in a few days ago about talking about the free teen parking, you know, the Robin Hooder business. He seems to have this idea that all publicity is not good publicity. And, you know, technically that might be true, but basically almost all publicity is good publicity. And his idea is that you run away from the media whenever you see them and you don't talk to them and that kind of thing. And this is a Rush Limbaugh approach. That's the kind of way Rush Limbaugh treats the mainstream press, and I don't think it's appropriate. And my experience in New Hampshire has been, I mean, having been in the, you know, a feature in the mainstream press maybe, I don't know, 10 or 20 times since I moved to New Hampshire, I almost never would say that I have any regrets about having spoken to the mainstream press.
I am totally with you. I totally agree. But, you know, what do you expect? I love Michael Dean, but, you know, he lives in a bunker in Wyoming. So he's not exactly the kind of person who is an out front kind of news media character in the first place. So he doesn't have the same level of experience with that. It would be interesting to have you contact him directly, Dave, and maybe have him, you know, maybe have you on his show to have that conversation directly. I'd be interested in hearing that. But we are out of time for tonight. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. It's been Ian, Rich, and Danica. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.